SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 2nd, 2015. We're nearing the approach of the absolute hour, the moment of the return of the King, Jesus Christ, who went away on a far journey, but he gave his porters a command to watch and to pray and to be doing faithfully as the Lord would direct his people. Because in an hour and in a day that you think not, the Lord says, I will come suddenly. Like lightning that will go from one end of heaven to the other, from the east to the west, so shall my coming be. And to those that are religious but do not know the Lord Jesus, that have not been faithful to love him, to walk with him, to hear his voice, to look longingly for his return. He will come as an hour like a thief comes when the householder did not perceive that he'd be robbed that night. And there'd be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that of the 10 virgins, as all were asleep, unaware, when the cry came at midnight, the master comes. And the 10 virgins scurried to grab their lamps. But 5 were wise and already had oil, and the lamps were burning bright in the dark hour, in the midnight hour, and they could see. They had total perception. What was right? What was true? What was a stumbling block? What was a crooked path? What was a straight path? But the foolish had no oil for the lamp, and they had no light. Too late. That's the reason why the Spirit of the Lord is calling the disciples of Jesus to urge people in the highways, the byways, the here and there. And even as the Lord Jesus Christ would speak in a temple that was empty, and speak in synagogues that were religious, places of worship, but there were perhaps a few sheep amongst Israel and Judah, in the land of Israel and Judah that was occupied by Rome, Herod and Pilate. And Jesus would speak the words of the Father that the Lord had ordained him to speak. Where to go, what to do, what to say, when and how and why. And that is what the Lord has given his servants a commission to do. Go forth in my name, teaching them to keep all that I've commanded them. Make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all these things. Behold, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. And we're wrapping this up. That's why we're talking today. Religion is the same, ladies and gentlemen. It's the same that's been in the book, the Bible. It was written so we'd have a record to look. What to do, what not to do. And what's amazing is the religious system that was refusing to love the Lord God who called them to abide in with him and to worship him in spirit and truth. No, they didn't. And they would be religious and hypocrites. And they became degenerated, a degenerated plant with vile fruit. And the Lord would send prophets to speak, oh, come back. I'll forgive you, the Lord would say. But no, they wouldn't. And they'd kill the prophets. But they esteemed the soothsayers, smoothsayers, those that would speak a false word and encourage those that are in sin to continue in the way of sin. Same is true today. The same cast of people, the same nature of people that were Pharisees, scribes, elders, Sadducees, Herodians, the elders, the rulers of the synagogues, those that refused to follow Jesus, that had a place in executing Jesus and persecuting the early church and even killing apostles and disciples of Jesus, are the same ones that are called builders. They reject the cornerstone. They have something else as the cornerstone. Themselves, their own ideas, their own agenda. They're like Saul. They want to be supreme over the people. And they'll talk of religion because it sells well. They sound trumpets before their great works. To be seen of men. They love titles. Oh, they love to be heard praying and sounding spiritual, contrary to the teachings of Jesus. Big words, long prayers. God hates it. But in the early days of the 2,000 years ago, the same people, the Pharisees, the scribes, the builders, created institutional denominations of Christianity. This is why they have the same fingerprints. They love titles. They love temples. They love structures and institutions. They love hypocrisy. They're in disobedience to the Lord. They love to put people in bondage. But they're pedophiles, adulterers, pornographers, boastful, arrogant, proud, vain, and liars. Why do people pursue these things? Why do people stay in these systems that are contrary to the Lord? Well, many, many, many people are in the valley of decision right now. You're going to have to decide, are you going to serve the Lord in his kingdom, which has no observation in the earth today, according to Luke 17? Or are you going to stay part of the religion of man, the temples of man, brick and mortar, with titles, accolades, and praise and facade, joining with Caesar, joining with the governments that are in absolute rebellion, that are antichrists? Psalms 2, Acts 4. Same is true today. There's one church, one ecclesia, one called out people. It's not a brick and mortar temple. It's not here or there. And when they tell you it's here or there, don't follow them nor go after them, is what Jesus instructed. But many people do. Are you going to follow the Lord who bought you by his own blood, redeemed you from transgression through the offering of his body, through the Holy Spirit? Or are you going to stay in religion? You can't be both. You can't be in light and darkness. You can't be in the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of God. You have to submit to from your heart unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Lip service doesn't mean a hill of beans. But sawdust. God is looking for regenerated, born again sons of God through Jesus Christ that are born again, not of blood, not of flesh, not of man, nor by the will of man, but of God. You must be born again. You must repent and fall upon the rock and be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's but one leader, one arche, one archon. That means ruler. It's Jesus. He's the shepherd. He's the apostle. He's the prophet. He's the teacher. He's the master. He's the Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, there are no other mediators. Isn't it interesting that Roman Catholicism, like Judaism that killed Jesus, read what is said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 14 through 18. Read what is said in Matthew 21, 42 through 45. If you're not going to obey the Lord Jesus Christ, you become his enemy. He removes it like he did with Saul, King Saul. Saul, in the New Testament, there was a Pharisee of Pharisees of the tribe of Benjamin, pertaining to the law, was zealous, blameless, killing Christians, persecuting the church, ravaging it. But he did those things in ignorance and unbelief, he said. And the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Paul. Who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom you persecute. Ladies and gentlemen, what you do to the least of these, my brethren, Lord said, you've done it unto me. And a lot of people are going to be called on the carpet for what you've done to disciples of Jesus, the lambs, the sheep. Do you lord over God's flock, Lot's heritage? Have you rebelled against the Lord and disobeying his teaching and made yourself a ruler, a master, a Christ over God's heritage? Violating 1 Peter 5, 1 through 3? Whoa. But as Acts 13 is the word of the Lord today, where the true servants of the Lord hearken to the voice of King Jesus Christ who speaks from heaven. They hear his voice in their hearts. And then you have the Magi, the Magus, the false magician workers, soothsayers, diviners, prophesiers, the wise ones like Elymas, Bar-Jesus, he had two names. It's all about the money, buddy. They want your money, and they want to be your Lord. But not Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 11, he was jealous over the people. He cared. He was passionate to present them to Jesus as a chaste virgin, as a bride unto Christ. Similarly to the greatest prophet that ever was, John the Baptist, the forerunner to King Jesus, he said, I'm not even worthy to untie his shoe. He was preparing a way in the wilderness, baptizing people into repentance, and crowds of people of religious land were coming out into the valleys to be baptized, to hear the message, to hear the prophet, to hear the word of the Lord. Even the religious people came out, the Pharisees. What's going on out here? And John said, oh, you vipers, you den of thieves. Who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring therefore the fruit worthy of repentance. Jesus has the fan in his hands, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. And every branch that does not bear fruit will be broken down and thrown into the fire. And Jesus Christ, coming in white garments with a myriad of angels in the glory of the Father like lightning, will sever to the wicked their due. And the hypocrites shall be severed and given their portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not hearing this in church land, in the schism, the seditions, and the divisions of religion, but in the true body of Christ, where Jesus is head, and his Lord, his voice is Lord, his voice is supreme. And the servants of the Lord that serve the Lord and are brethren with each other have the same spirit, the same mind, and they glorify Jesus. And they seek to bring glory to him, like Paul. I tell you, there's a great clash between religion and the kingdom of God. And God commands all men everywhere to repent. And God commands all men to not speak that Jesus is Lord, but to truly make him Lord. Why do you call me Lord and don't do the things I say? Jesus said. Luke 6:46. He is the Lord. And as he comes in lightning with myriad of angels, he will turn his white garments blood red in the blood of his enemies. The religious, the hypocrites, and those that would not serve him, he said, bring them before me and slay them. Many, many, many know that Jesus is Lord. They know the gospel is true, but they've held it back in unrighteousness. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. God has revealed it, ladies and gentlemen. He's been kind. He's been slow. But he's letting the cup of iniquity overflow. And then, at the appointed time, he will bring judgment through Jesus Christ. Oh, you're beckoned to come to the Lord humbly, to seek him with all your heart, to fall prostrate, to break up your fallow ground, your hardened heart. Circumcise your heart. Cut away the hardness, the flesh. Repent. Turn away from the world. Turn away from your own self-idolatry, serving your own needs and will and wishes and lusts. But turn to the Lord and serve him joyfully. The way of a transgressor's heart. The way of the obedient is blessed. Choose. Choose who you will serve.
Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. Today's To The Point Report, I'm going to talk primarily about Greece, the nation Greece. Greece, is, though it's been a great and powerful and notable historical country, a government, is in serious jeopardy at this hour. Due to its economic status, it's actually ranks as number 2 in its debt ratio to its income. It's broke. And, you know, most of the nations are in debt. And you'd be surprised, but Japan's number 1. Owes far more than it makes. And Greece is in voting this weekend as I record this. So I would encourage you to watch this whole matter. Watch. And that's a key word in our broadcast, especially. We take note of what's going on. You want to be a wise person and foresee, and that's why I bring out these stories. Economic, drought, we have race wars, we have national tensions, and there's a lot of degeneration in the status and the mind and the conditions of the people with ability to judge. It's a dangerous day, and that as I am in real estate, and I present to you these news stories to consider what's on the horizon for you to consider and make big decisions if you haven't already. Where to live, what to do, and how and why and with who. Need to consider these things. So Greece is in default and they're having to try to stem a collapse. And they put limitations on people accessing their own bank accounts with 60 euros a day. The shelves are running dry. And because that cash doesn't work, credit cards don't work, can't write a check, so bringing in food to the nation is limited because how would payment be made for the food? So you see shelves emptying. People going to go hungry, pressure, fear, anxiety. And as I spoke with one man today, just earlier today, it was very interesting. This one day could happen to the United States. Don't have access to your bank. The shelves go dry. What are you going to eat? Changes the whole situation, doesn't it? Manner of lives. So that's today's To The Point Report. Watch what goes on with Greece. And I share on a personal note that it was almost 10 years ago, June 17, 2005, I personally left Orange County, California and proceeded to Montana. Because I foresaw what was coming. So now I am licensed here in the state of Montana, Wyoming, and California. I'm here to serve people that want to consider these things. And according to your ability, according to your risk tolerance, having to make decisions where to live. You got to consider these things. Well, this gentleman told me today this could happen to the United States one day. And yes, that's why I left California, I said, 10 years ago. This is Trevor Davis. Contact me. I have properties that are investment related with gas and food in Bozeman, Montana, which Gallatin County is considered one of the fastest microeconomies in the nation. It's been voted over and over best place to retire, best place to live. And it is. It's absolutely beautiful. We have farmland here. Some of the most prized wheat is produced here. And some of the wisest and richest men of the world would tell you, invest in agriculture. There's a food shortage. Where do you want to be putting your money? In the stock market? But you want to meet people's needs. People need food. People need water. People need goods and services. Think along those lines, meeting people's needs and rather than the greed, because the people going after greed are going to be standing in the game of musical chairs without a chair. We've seen it before. People that do spec houses, take the loan, buy the property, invest, build the property, and when it's done and time to sell it, the interest rates have gone up. Now you have very few people that are able to buy the property, and it goes, you have to cut the price. Going in debt, just like these nations. Japan, Greece, United States being at number 10 at this point, current time. People leaving the country, people going here and there. But you need to consider these things. This is Trevor Davis with the To The Point Report. Consider these things. Greece is history in the making, and the future destined to come. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtorReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtorReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis. And this is Trevor Davis again with Sounding the Alarm. And I'm hoping you're enjoying this new launch on this format of shortwave reaching all of North America with SoundingTheAlarm.com, sponsored by my own real estate network, Realty Report Network. And I believe this is a key hour that God cares about people. And he sends messengers to bring a message of urgency to those that perhaps were not aware of the dangers of the hour, that they'd consider the matter. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the key thing that I have of this morning. It's a common phrase I've known and we've known, but when it's quickened by the Lord, it's made so real. And I want to convey this to you that really, there is no safety outside the Lord. There is no safety outside the Lord. You can't run from judgment because God will send judgment and capture those that he desires to capture one way or another. And I'm thinking of Jeremiah today, when God had sent the prophets to the religious land, religious people, Israel and Judah, to call them to turn from their idolatry, their worldliness, their arrogance, their pride, their sinfulness, their hypocrisy. And they continually would not, and they refused the voice of the Lord, resisting the messengers of the Lord, and chose rather broken cisterns, cisterns that could not even contain water, and they would drink from the waters that were defiled by wicked shepherds, false leaders that trampled on the people, abused the people, instead of having the Lord as their shepherd. God was going to kick them out of the land that he gave them. And God could care less about the temple that was made in his honor. It was his house, but they would abuse his house and come into his environment with defiled feet. Think what I'm saying. With the vileness, you know, people get used to their vileness where it's not offensive anymore. They harden their heart. You know, when you walk through vile fields that full of excrement, get kind of used to it. But God's nose smells sin. He smells wickedness. He smells deceit. He smells fraud. And yet he offers forgiveness and cleansing through his own only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, through his blood. Not of works of righteousness which we have done, but through his mercy and grace, he is willing to save us, to cleanse us, to forgive us. And as it was in that book, Jeremiah, the prophet, God told the people, listen, you're going into a foreign land. You're going into Babylon. You're going to be captive 70 years. Build houses, plant trees, have babies, get married. But if you resist and run, I'll kill you. So what am I saying? I'm saying there's people that still are not right with the Lord, and there's judgment in the land. You're not going to outrun it. You can know and have a sense that you see things going awry, going astray. You can see corruption. You can see tyranny on the horizon. You can see the true reality of having food shortage and not enough. And out of the wisdom of your own mind, you realize you should have reserves. But if your heart isn't right with the Lord, you can have all the food, but not be able to eat it. See, the Lord would send a sword to those that ran, or famine, or they'd be eaten up by a wild animal, one way or another. We want to all be obedient to the Lord, doing what he wants us to do, as a loving father, as a loving son, abiding in him. So this is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm in the last days, calling all to hearken, to hear the voice of the Lord, turn to the Lord, make him your Lord. Otherwise, you're going to have to submit and comply to the tyranny of the devil, the dragon, the serpent, that has an agenda, and it's been being put in place for a long, long time through his servants, through his emissaries. He has servants. He has disciples, just like Jesus has disciples. And they're real. And they're vipers. They're serpents. And they crawl in the dust of the earth. And they're low and base and wicked. And they lie and they steal and they murder, just like their father, the devil. So there's no safety outside the Lord. Surrender to the Lord. White flag. And I hope in these broadcasts, as I share what the Lord has given me to share in the Sounding the Alarm broadcast, and you hear the To the Point report, where I give just nuggets of news just to keep you focused and in mind and to consider and to ponder these things. But remember, all those things mean nothing if you and I don't truly bow our knee and heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, hearkening to him, walking with him. We're going to see ominous things, ladies and gentlemen. Great things. Amazing things. And you want to be on the right side of the Lord. If you have real estate needs in California, Wyoming, Montana, I'm here to serve. I serve the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I serve God. He owns the land. Yes, I'm licensed under the dictates and the jurisdiction of man that govern, but I'm here to serve the Lord. And I do serve the Lord. And whatever I do, word, deed, heart, mind, thought. And that's the way we want to be. I praise the Lord for where I am today. I hope you can be thankful for where you are. But if you need help or counsel, call 866-536-4605. It's Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com, or SoundingTheAlarm.com. Or you can reach me by email at Trevor@soundingthealarm.com. Now, in the following broadcast, Lord willing, we'll be speaking about what is the Lord saying? What is the Lord doing? Where is the kingdom of God? What is the true church? What is the ecclesia? What is not the true church? Who are the builders that the scriptures speak of that reject the cornerstone? What are they building? Who's the woman of Luke 13:21? What's leaven? How does it work? What is the testimony of Jesus? What is the gospel? Now I commit you to him who's faithful, that can present you to himself, holy and just, blameless before him in love, before that great and notable day of the Lord. God bless you.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.